So the continuing uncertainty in Libya hasn't prevented the media from engaging in all kinds of speculation about what's next as the Gaddafi regime departs one way or another and the rebels begin to govern. NATO has already offered a support role, even as the rebels insist on maintaining their independence. There are reports that NATO boots on the ground, though, are helping with communication and coordination with the fighters. And the chaos and the stalemate over the last 6 months in Libya have drawn comparisons with troubling or inconclusive NATO interventions in Iraq or Afghanistan. Yesterday, though, we heard a very different comparison.
So far, Libya has resembled more than anything else the Kosovo campaign. There you had an intervention that was led by NATO in response to a threatened humanitarian disaster carried out by Milosevic. And you eventually had an intervention that stabilized and toppled a regime and ultimately achieved a pretty decent outcome.
That's Gideon Rose, author of the book How Wars End, speaking on The Takeaway yesterday. So let's explore that, Kosovo versus Libya. Joining us this morning to explore that NATO operation more than a decade ago is the former strategy coordinator for the British mission to the UN in Kosovo, who worked closely with NATO in the aftermath of the air campaign that toppled Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic and paved the way for independence in Kosovo. Karn Ross is now the director of Independent Diplomat, a nonprofit diplomatic advisory group, and he joins us from New York. Karn, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of this comparison? NATO had an air campaign in the Balkans that toppled Slobodan Milosevic and paved the way for independence for Kosovo. Do you think it's an apt comparison?
Well, it isn't. The crucial difference is that NATO had troops on the ground in Kosovo, which were able to go into Kosovo shortly after the Serbian forces withdrew after the NATO air campaign. And that was a very important factor in stabilizing Kosovo in a situation of a security vacuum. Of course, that's a major difference with what's happening in Libya today, where there is no prospect of NATO or other outside troops on the ground. The other main comparison, though, where I think it's correct, is that nobody disputes the status of Libya. It's a sovereign, independent country, and if the new government, perhaps formed by the NTC, is widely recognized, there is no political international dispute about which way it's going, and that is very much in its favor, which was not the case in Kosovo. There was a lot of international disagreement about the status of Kosovo after 1999, and that really bedeviled efforts to build institutions and political stability in that country.
You know, what we're talking about here with Karn Ross, who's the director of Independent Diplomat, is finding an ability of NATO to encourage political stability even after it's changed the situation militarily. Given your view, you worked for the United Nations but observed NATO and all of these institutions working together in Kosovo. What do you think the track record of NATO is in encouraging political stability after it's solidified things on the ground militarily?
Well, NATO is not a political organization in that sense. It's a military organization. It doesn't have capacity to help build institutions, build a civil society, help a country stabilize politically. That job traditionally has fallen to others, including the United Nations and in Europe, the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE. There are other institutions that try to do this as well. So this isn't really a task that would fall to NATO. Above all, in the case of Libya, the responsibility is for the new government, whoever comprises that. Everybody internationally will be looking to them to set things up, to build institutions, to establish an inclusive and democratic political culture. And of course, in that, I'm sure they will request some international assistance. But it's very different from Kosovo, where the internationals, in a sense, were in the lead. The UN had the ultimate responsibility for administering Kosovo until it became independent in 2007. That will not be the case in Libya. And I think this will be better for Libya than it was in Kosovo, the local government will be in the lead. And it, for good or ill, it will be up to them to make things happen, to build up a functioning democracy and effective government.
We're speaking with Karn Ross, director of Independent Diplomat. And, you know, Karn, with all of the high-profile arrests, especially recently, of war crimes suspects coming out of the Kosovo war, I got to ask you, what have we learned that we absolutely shouldn't repeat in order to perhaps make the grieving process and the recovery process in Libya a shorter one?
Well, I think there are two main things we've learned from these interventions in Kosovo and indeed in Afghanistan and Iraq elsewhere. The first one is that the period immediately after a transition, after the fall of a dictator, after the end of a foreign occupation, as was the case in Kosovo, is an extremely dangerous period. There is often a security vacuum in which reprisals and other illegal war crimes can take place. And obviously the onus is on the NTC, the rebels in Libya, to prevent that happening. But the rebels have already said that they don't have full control of all the forces fighting in Libya, and it may be very difficult for them to prevent these kinds of reprisal attacks. So that's the first problem. The second thing I think we've learned is that it is much, much, much more difficult to establish effective democratic government in countries post-transition than anybody had anticipated. Huh. In Iraq, people, you know, there was a real sense of sending in a few advisors, get the government back on its feet, get the oil flowing again, and things will be all right. And that was a gross underestimation of the problem. It takes a very long time to establish effective institutions, to build up a culture of government. So I think we should be patient in the case of Libya of how long this is going to take.
Should there be a pass-off to some international institution before we go quickly?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
A pass-off? Should there be some collaborator with the National Transitional Council?
The UN is already standing by to offer assistance. It's been preparing for this transition for some time.
So it's the UN. The UN is the cavalry here on civic authority in Libya. That sounds very interesting. Karn Ross is director of Independent Diplomat, who worked with the UN and NATO in Kosovo a decade ago.